Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We changed it up on you there a little bit. See what you know. It's good to see you all here this morning as we enter in this time of worship. May God bless and work through the words and the music and to give us life and joy. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship with our confession and forgiveness. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people. Turn us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Most merciful God, we confess that we are due to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sin. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our opening hymn, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me. I invite you to stand as you're able. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, your kingdom has broken into our troubled world through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Help us to hear your word and obey it, and bring your saving love to fruition in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
First reading is found in Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The word of the Lord. Let's read the psalm responsively. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, and I have beholden your power and your glory.
For your steadfast love is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. My spirit is content as with the richest of foods, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
When I remember you upon my bed, and meditate on you in my watches.
For you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice.
My whole being pleases you, your right hand will hold me fast.
In our second reading, we have Paul speaking to the Corinthians and to us today. Beginning chapter 10. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters, as some of them did. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. And do not complain, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us, on whom the ends of the ages have come. So if you think you are standing watch, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. The word of the Lord.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May be seated.
Have the young kids come up.
Hi.
Invite the kids to come down.
You want to come? Good morning. Hey, Eleni. Come on down. Well, what we're going to kind of talk about is something that our confirmation kids have been talking about for a couple weeks. So all of the confirmation kids out there might want to, like, keep their ears on a little bit. Because we were talking in confirmation about sin. And the first night we were talking about sin, we were talking about what made a sin and what made one sin maybe worse than another. Does it make one worse than another? Can sins be categorized? I mean, we talked a lot about different kinds of sins. But the one thing we ended up talking about is that we all sin. So no matter what we do, we will all sin. It's just who we are as human beings. We sin all the time. Even when we try not to, it still happens all the time. Right? Right. Right? You too? Yeah. A little bit. Once in a while? Yeah. That's okay. Right? Because Jesus knows that we're going to do that. God knows that we are going to sin. That's why he sent us Jesus. The second half of our reading today talks about a gardener, and he planted a tree, and after a couple years, that tree didn't give him any fruit at all. So he was kind of saying, that tree is sinning, right? Because he's saying, man, what does a tree supposed to do? A tree is supposed to give me fruit, and it's not giving me fruit. Cut it down. Oh, but what happens? What happens? Did you hear what happened in the story? What happens in our story here? Did you hear it? What happens is another guy comes along and he says, whoa, wait. Let's give it a little more time. Let's give it some support. Let's give it some extra water. Let's give it some food, right? Manure, in this case, gives it some extra food. And he said, then we'll give it a couple more. Well, we'll give it a year, he says. So we got 1 year. But, hey, the guy was ready to chop it down. And this guy came along and he said, whoa, wait. We're going to give it a second chance. Because all trees maybe kind of have their days where they're like, forget it. I don't want to give you fruit today. Right? And he said, let's give it another chance. We don't know what happens to that tree. The tree might get cut down, right? It might not give any fruit at all. It might get cut down. But that gardener, the one that came by and said, whoa, wait, let's give it another chance, that is our Jesus. Jesus comes every day into our lives and says, don't worry. Don't worry, Helene. Don't worry. I'm giving you a second chance, Sophia. Aubrey, chill out. Calm down. I'm giving you another chance. Right? Right? That's our Jesus. That's how cool this story is. He's trying to tell all of the people, we are all going to sin. That's okay. But I'm here to give you a second chance. That is pretty cool. So we can think of ourselves just like that tree. And we can say, hey, today was not a good day. I did not have some very good fruit today. But tomorrow is a different day and we can do better. That's pretty cool. Right. Thank you for joining me.
Please pray with me. Loving and gracious God, we are grateful for the gift of forgiveness. Help us to look at ourselves and each other through your eyes to see loving, loved children, your children. We give you thanks for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's really quite amazing, Josie. Josie, it's really quite amazing. About 7-8 years ago, we have a tradition in our family around Christmas time, since I happen to be busy, usually right on Christmas Eve and Christmas, you know, that's a joke. I'm here with you. Anyway, family stuff, our family stuff, we have to decide different things to do. And one of our traditions that we have done for many years now is we have taken our kids, and then as their families, their things have grown, their significant others, we have done a big thing. And we talk about it as a gift to ourselves. We talk about it as a gift. That's Lori's and my gift to ourselves. We don't buy each other gifts anymore. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That's a joke, too. You guys are slow this morning. I don't know. Anyway, so you know, we would do things like we would go to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. We had just many years that we would go to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater and do the meal and the show, and it was just fun. It was just fun. We would stay at the Country Inn and Suites right next door, and we would have fun as a family. We'd play in the pool and the hot tub and all that type of thing. And then the next morning, especially after the kids were a little bit older and they were more mobile, they would leave. And Lori and I would be hanging around for a little bit. And we would just kind of walk down. There's kind of like a strip mall there, and we would walk through there and stuff like that. We went this one time, we were walking through that, and I found this right here. And it was something that just struck me about this is something that's important for me. And I'd just like to read it to you. Maybe you've seen these before. In this house, we do second chances. We do grace. We do real. We do mistakes. We do I'm sorry's. We do hugs. We do family. We do love. And for some reason, this right here just really struck me, and I wound up buying it, and it has been in our kitchen, wherever that house is, our kitchen, for many years now, as a reminder of God's grace, God's grace shows me and shows us all. You know, sometimes we go through life fooling ourselves that we are always in okay. Go fooling ourselves that the things that we do are justifiable. Fooling ourselves when we look at others and say they deserve what they get. I think today it's important, and our text today invites us and calls us to admit our vulnerability so that we might live our lives fully and experience abundant life. We started with, "This is the day the Lord has made."
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
So when you say that, what does that mean? Live our lives fully and experience the abundant life that is really ours through our Lord Jesus. And in today's lesson, Jesus tells his followers, teaches his followers the path to walk. This text begins with Jesus. He was talking about two different tragedies that had occurred. A group of Galileans had been killed by Herod or Pontius Pilate. A tower also fell on some 18 people. And, you know, we want to have some type of cause and effect. We want to say, oh, they must have done something, or there must have been some type of reason. Don't we do that? We do that with each other all the time, especially when we lose someone close to us. And I know a lot of those sayings are meant to be comforting and healing, but they also are not that helpful sometimes. I'm not going to say some of them. Jesus takes, what happens here in this text is that Jesus takes God out of the picture. Cause and effect were not what those occurrences demonstrated. The pain and suffering, the tragedies and tribulations and troubles are all part of life. Have you figured that out? They're a part of life. In the common life view of the day, people would explain these events as the results of some sinfulness. But Jesus takes that out. Bad things happen to both good and bad people. And given the delicate nature of life, Jesus says that we should walk in repentance. Walk in repentance. So what does that look like? So how do we walk in repentance? Are we to constantly ask God for forgiveness for every inappropriate word or impatient action or unloving thought that we might have, that we might say or that we might do? This certainly would be a path that would enable us to look religious, but actually would rob us of any joy and paralyze us in our ability to serve others. We'd be too busy repenting. This is something that Martin Luther learned. When he was in the monastery, he had this terror in his soul. And so his father in the faith was Staupitz. And he would go to confession to Staupitz every day, and he would go, and then suddenly he'd run back because he'd remember something. And Staupitz finally said, "Martin, stop. Stop." And he told him to hold on to the cross. He told him to say, "Lord Jesus, save me." we're too busy trying to cover everything, we don't cover anything. Perhaps walking in repentance looks different. Perhaps walking in repentance might include giving thanks for the gift of life and for the blessing that God, we see God showering on us. Perhaps walking in repentance might include acknowledging our own self-centeredness and our own human tendency of not thinking about others. Perhaps walking in repentance might include confessing our distaste for doing God's will above our own and our hesitation to allowing God to be Lord of our lives. Perhaps walking in repentance looks like rejoicing that through Jesus Christ we are adopted as God's sons and daughters, and that we can experience a daily personal relationship with God. Walking in repentance. Now, following this story of those two tragedies, we have another story about a fruitless fig tree. Talks about it as being a parable. And of course, you know, parables are meant to teach. And the thing that we're asked is, do we see ourselves in this bird? Do we see ourselves in this parable? And of course, I see myself as the fig tree in this parable. I don't know about you. How many fig trees we got out here? Raise your hands. Every one of you, raise your hands. You're all fig trees, okay? There are two sides to the story. First, there is the landowner's disapproval or disappointment that the tree hasn't produced fruit. You know, when you plant a fruit tree or like that, it takes a few years for it to get ready to produce. And at least in this case, they talked about 3 years. Is that pretty much general? About 3 years for fruit trees or for... Yeah, okay. So you can kind of expecting something down the road, and you kind of wait for that, right? This is also, this tree isn't bearing fruit. And so there, also in this story, there's this amazing display of grace. A landowner has worked with a tree for 3 years, and now he gives the tree another year with fertilizer. You know, the thing is, God wants us to be fruitful. God wants us to have fruit that produces. See, God doesn't save us solely for our own benefit, but saves us for the benefit of others. And what fruit we are talking about here, maybe we can talk about it in some different ways. According to the Scripture, we bear the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of this, by the way, I think I have a sermon series coming on with this. Just warning you. I've got it in my head. How many of you have smartphones? How many of you have apps on your smartphone? Okay, get this. Apps for living. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control. We can bear the fruit of the Spirit. We can bear the fruit of service, the feeding of the hungry, healing the sick, visiting the prisoners. And we can bear the fruit of being used by the Holy Spirit to bring others into a relationship with Jesus, to know and love Jesus. Because when it really comes down to it, bearing fruit is a natural process. The fruit of the Christian life is not something that we must force, but rather something that happens as we walk with Jesus, as we walk the path of faith. So maybe if we aren't bearing fruit, there's something wrong and something needs to change. We need to repent. Which brings me back to the grace. The grace. Realizing that when we don't, that in this house we do second chances. In this house we do second chances. That we do grace. That we do real. We do mistakes. We do I'm sorry's. That we do hugs. That we do family. That we do love. As we remember that, that act of repentance and receiving, knowing that Jesus is the one who goes to the cross. Jesus doesn't cut us down. Because Jesus wouldn't let the tree be cut down. Rather than to condemn, Jesus lets himself be nailed to a cross. Jesus gave his own life. And this is grace. This is the grace of God, an amazing grace. And in the end, this parable isn't at all what we do. This parable is really about a gracious and merciful gardener who gives second chances over and over again. Did you realize we just sang before the reading of the gospel these words? Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Amen. We turn to the insert in the bulletin there of 10,000 reasons. Jane and I were trying to figure out how to get this song in there in a reasonable way because it's new. And this is what we came up with, at least for this week. It's a wonderful song, 10,000 reasons. Ready? 2, 3, 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart
Lord is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for our heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Worship Your holy name, Lord, I'll worship Your holy name.
I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come again to the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Seeking the grace and mercy of and love of Almighty God, we offer our prayers for the Church, for all people in need, and for all of creation. Holy God, build up the body of Christ and cause the gifts of Your Spirit to grow among us. Lead us to recognize Your saving work. Lord, hear our prayer, O God. Water the earth with gentle rains and melting snow. Provide clean water for drinking, washing, nourishing plants that will bear fruit. Hear us, O God. Uphold people who speak for righteousness in the face of religious or political persecution. Receive martyrs into Your everlasting peace. Hear us, O God. Provide relief for those suffering and in pain. Especially today, we remember Sue, Anne, Kathy, Phyllis, Lexan, Kevin, Ann, Sean, Ann, Bryce, Leo, Sam, the family of Dr. Charles Bland, for Chelsea. We pray especially today for our companion synod in Malawi as they recover from floods and cyclone, the people there. And we pray for Pastor Busa Francis. Hear us, O God. Promote unity within your church and among the nations. Uncover the common threads in our shared humanity and keep us from making hasty judgments about others. Hear us, O God. Knit together the communion of saints and bind us to Christ, our head. Through the diversity of gifts present in our communities, help us to overcome our limitations and increase our understanding of ourselves and others. Hear us, O God. Reveal your will as you receive our prayers and conform our ways to your ways through the saving work of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another. Receive our morning offering at this time. Please stand as you're able. pray. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us and these your gifts, which we receive through your bounty, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of a baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May be seated. Our Lord Jesus, who provides this meal, who is the host of this meal, invites you to come and eat. So come, it's been set for you.
Lamb of God, you take.
Thank you.
invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. Compassionate God, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage. May our fasting be hunger for justice, our alms a making of peace, and our prayer the song of grateful hearts, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and with mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sending song is, I heard the voice of Jesus say, but we're going to use a different melody because I made a mistake. It happens. In fact, there was one day I thought I made a mistake, but I realized I didn't make a mistake. But that was a joke. The number in the melody is actually 611 in the book, as I heard the voice of Jesus say.
Jesus, say, who come to me and rest.
Speak it up a little bit.
Down on the weary ones, lay down your head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, a weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a nesting place, and he has made me glad. The voice of Jesus say, hold I freely give the living water, hearty one, down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul relived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, in the dark night, look unto me, your morn will rise, all your day be bright. I looked to Jesus and I found him, my star I saw. And in that day, live I'm, traveling days are done.
You may be seated. Trust me, you like that melody better. Trust me. Trust me. Dick, would you kind of... Dick, the announcements are really self-explanatory. We continue our Wednesday evening...